All right, so here are the results of the ground state and the first excited state energy levels of helium. So the first thing that you can do is just completely forget the electron-electron interactions, and it's easy to calculate these energy levels. For the 1s, you get minus 108, and for the 1s, so this is 1s with two electrons in it, and this is one in the 1s and one in the 2s. And if you neglect the electron-electron interactions, all four spin up, 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 down, down, up, and up, down, have the same energy. But as soon as you include the electron-electron interactions, what happens is that three of them come to this energy. These are the antisymmetric states. And that one symmetric state splits off and has a higher energy. And this one is called the spin singlet, and this is the spin triplet. So the excited state splits into two energy levels like this. And these are the answers that you get if you just take the simplest solution and evaluate it in the total Hamiltonian. And these are the answers that you get if you keep guessing more sophisticated solutions. You keep guessing different wave functions until you really find the lowest energies. And then you get these energies over here. Now the splitting between the singlet and the triplet is something called the exchange energy. And I want to